What you did last night is highly irregular. No student ever left the school at night before.
How many times do I have to tell you that I didn't walk out on purpose? I walk in my sleep.
Have you any idea where you've been?
No. What if the killer saw me?
Have you any idea why they behave like that? It's perfectly normal for insects to be slightly telepathic.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. On today's episode of the podcast, I am talking 1985's Phenomena, starring Jennifer Connelly and Donald Pleasance and a chimpanzee and a lot of insects. And man, this movie is absolutely crazy and it is just so off the wall. I don't even know what to say about it. So I'm just going to break down the plot. So Jennifer Connelly plays a girl named Jennifer. She has a very, very famous dad who is an actor. And this her father ends up sending her away to this boarding school, and it's all girls. And when she gets there, she's talking to her roommate, who is very young and is smoking a cigarette for some reason. And they are discussing what is in her luggage, in Jennifer's luggage, and Jennifer Connelly's character says that it's posters of this famous actor, and this actor happens to be her father. I don't know what girl would be carrying around and wanting to put up a bunch of posters of their own father, but that is just where the bizarreness of this movie begins. You find out that Jennifer Connelly is super into insects, and she comes across this scientist played by Donald Pleasance who's in a wheelchair and is not nearly as cool as Professor X, because he is also very into insects. He is an entomologist, and they bond over that, and they try to uncover this mystery because there is a killer on the loose, and Jennifer Connelly's character is able to telepathically communicate with insects, and Donald Pleasance is on board with this and helping her through this, but yeah, at the same time, this killer is on the loose and killing some of the girls at the school. And Jennifer Connelly thinks that she is next. And it is just absolutely insane. And Donald Pleasance is being helped in his lab by a chimpanzee. This movie is just too crazy. I'm trying to think of things that I liked about this movie. And there are very, very few. It's kind of fun to see Jennifer Connelly in a performance before Labyrinth. I always thought Labyrinth was her very, very first movie. I'm a fan of Donald Pleasance, but he just seems to be completely phoning it in. And I looked at his IMDb page after watching this movie, and I couldn't believe that he continued acting for at least another decade after this. It seemed like he just acted until his death. But he does not look good in this movie. And it's just like, it was very amusing to watch Donald Pleasance just say all these lines about insects. It's just like, no, it is quite the trip. As you uncover more about the mystery and as you uncover more about who the actual killer is, there are actually some pretty cool sequences towards the end of this movie when everything kind of comes together. I was wrong about who the killer ended up being. The last 10 to 15 minutes is like, I would say worth the price of admission, but hopefully you're not paying to watch this movie. But the last 10 or 15 minutes more than makes up for kind of the middle where there are a ton of lulls. And I didn't even get into just all the plot elements. It's just, it's, I just can't believe that this is a movie. I believe it's directed by a very famous Italian director as well. I think he did the original Suspira. I think I didn't research ahead of time. I just watched this movie and just wanted to hop on the mic. There are lines. I don't know if this was just the version that I was watching, but there were some lines that were delivered in Italian and dubbed. I don't understand. It was just a few lines here and there. So I think I have a feeling that was just my copy of it. I don't know. A lot of the actresses and actors here are pretty bad. And I think that's because they're trying to, I think they're Italian actresses and actors, and they're trying to deliver these lines in English. And it's just like, unless it's Jennifer Connelly or Donald Pleasance, the acting for the most part is pretty awful. This movie definitely gets points for just being just completely off the wall crazy and just unlike anything I've ever seen. But wow. I wouldn't recommend watching it. But I think if you were with a group of friends that this one could be fun. I finished a super long day of work and then watched this movie. And I was just like, what is going on? I'm delirious. I'm exhausted. I haven't eaten as much as I should have. And I watched this movie and I was just like, what is happening? What is happening? So that's Phenomena. Quite the experience. If you want to check that out, I think it's streaming free on several different services with ads. I ended up just finding an online copy and watching it there. Yeah, what a trip. I need to look at my list. I don't know what I'm watching tomorrow. Let's see. 31 Halloween movies. Next is Malignant. So that came out in 2021. I've been excited about watching that one. La Llorona is after, and I did end up making one switch. The 21st, I had said that I was going to watch Jennifer Lawrence. I think it's House at the End of the Street, but I, for some reason, said Last House on the Left, which is that Wes Craven movie, and I've seen that. And then I looked up that Jennifer Lawrence movie, House at the End of the Street, and it was really poorly reviewed. So I'm watching a movie that's on the Criterion, one of their new horror editions, and that is In the Mouth of Madness, which I don't know anything about, but it looked interesting. So I'm going to check that one out. That is the only switch so far. Everything else should be remaining the same. But yeah, I had a little mistake on that one, so I wanted to make sure everybody knew what was going on. So yeah. So far, I'm on track. Let's see as the month continues if I can actually keep this up. But yeah, Malignant is going to be Sunday's episode, and then Monday will be La Llorona. So hope that you can tune into those episodes. Thank you to everyone for listening today, and I will return tomorrow.